I feel like I should start this segment singing Food, Glorious Food, because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. We're going to talk to somebody from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line coming up after 11:30. But right now, more food, Dane.
More. Even more. And not even just in quantity, and certainly is that, but on the quality side, too. And just hitting it out of the park. Excited. Got an opportunity to do sort of the media preview and check out the new Timeout Market that's at 916 West Fulton Market. And it is, you hear about the food halls and food courts, and of course we remember the mall with the Panda Express and the Sbarro. Nothing wrong with that. This takes some of our brightest stars on the culinary side, puts them in what is a beautiful and expansive space. And the appointments all down to whether it's the places that are there or the tables and stuff, it's really, really great. And here's the thing that's a little bit different, right? And you mentioned it is Timeout. It's the Timeout Market. How do they fit into all this? Not necessarily always considered. If they don't make cookbooks, maybe they do. On the line with us to help us kind of figure it out is the editor of Timeout Chicago, Morgan Olson. Morgan, welcome to WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I love Timeout Chicago, and I don't understand where now you have food. I'm puzzled.
Absolutely. Yeah, Timeout Chicago has been around for the last 14 years, providing Chicagoans with news and all the best restaurants and bars. And so this was a natural brand evolution for us of being able to create a brick-and-mortar space that really showcases what we do in the magazine through amazing chefs and beverages, as well as cultural programming. So it really is bringing the magazine to life.
Well, Morgan, give a little insight for the listeners into the space itself. We'll talk about some of those great chefs, and you have an incredible lineup. But the space itself, it's beautiful. It's in, not only is it a great place inside, it is in one of the great places, one of our kind of culinary centers here in the Chicago metropolitan area. But the space itself, talk about it.
Absolutely. So the space itself is 50,000 square feet. So let that sink in. We're built
it's
across
like an airplane hangar.
It is. It's massive. An airplane hangar filled with amazing food. But we're spread across three floors. So most of our chef vendors are down on the first floor. On the second floor, we've got a demonstration kitchen. We've got a hidden speakeasy bar from the co-owners of Lost Lake. We've got an amazing kitchen up there, too, from Arami doing sushi. And then we've got this beautiful rooftop bar up top that is just amazing city views, excellent cocktails. And it's actually named after our founder, Tony Elliott.
And this is year-round rooftop bar, correct?
Yes, all season. So there's a huge space indoors, and then there's a terrace for nicer weather days.
So, Morgan, talk a little bit about kind of getting people on board with this. We've got so many great experiences and places and ways to enjoy food and events here in Chicago. This is something that's exciting, but talk about kind of that formation of it and the genesis of kind of putting it together.
Absolutely. When we announced this 2 years ago, we really hit the ground running as far as going to the restaurants, going to the bars again and again and again, and really tracking down our favorite chefs in the city and inviting them to be a part of this. A lot of them were so, so excited to join. And over the last 2 years, we have assembled an all-star lineup of chefs. But it really is curated by our editorial team. We went out and tried and tested and had the delicious task of putting this lineup together.
Yeah, you think of a food court, in every respect, it is nothing like that. I think just in form and function, maybe it is, but there is so much great stuff in there. We're going to have Abe Conlon, a James Beard Award winner, on with us a little bit later on in this segment. John Mannion there has got the Maximo rib, which is this huge beef rib that is absolutely incredible.
Like Fred Flintstone-y kind of thing.
I think what they did here is they allowed these great chefs to be everything that they are and everything that's already appreciated, but also kind of stretch out into some different concepts as well. So we talked about Abe and we talked John Mannion, but go ahead, Morgan, like fill us in on some of the other kind of superstars that you have there. It's a great lineup.
Absolutely. We've got Tai Dang of Hai Su and Cafe Da in Pilsen. He is bringing his, tried and true Vietnamese recipes to us. We've got the folks from Dos Urban Cantina doing Mexican, specifically some amazing tacos. You know, we talked about John Mannion. We've also got Chicago classics. So we have the deep dish. We have the Italian beef. We have the Chicago hot dog. So folks who are coming in from out of town and want that experience, and, of course, locals who love those dishes can also have that experience at Time Out Market.
So Morgan, what's the price point? I'm sorry, I haven't been there yet.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the price points really vary, you know, throughout the day. So everybody has stuff on their menu that is priced appropriately for lunch, but then, you know, we've got folks who, you know, have the Maximo, which is at a, you know, mid-20s price point. Mm.
Yeah, and there's, like you said, the full range, not only prices, but items, disciplines, and everything, and sizes as well. So it's great. As we let you go, Morgan, next segment we're going to talk with some of the chefs, but give the information, the address, and maybe the website. People can kind of get ready to head out and see you.
Absolutely. Visit us at 916 West Fulton. It's right on the corner of Fulton and Sagamon. We're open 7 days a week, and you can find out more at timeout.com/Chicago.
And it opens Thursday, right? It's not open to the public yet?
Yep, it opens tomorrow.
Oh, that is 8 a.m. Perfect. Morgan, great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, we'll continue talking about it. Time Out Chicago, I've been reading it, I've been checking it out online, and now I can go to their market, and we'll find out more when we continue next. It's Wendy Snyder and Dane Neal on 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder here along with Dane Neal, and we're talking about, I'll just tell you right now, Chicago is not missing any place to eat. There are a lot of places to eat, but I love when new things happen. And this is Time Out Market Chicago, yeah. And it opens tomorrow in the West Loop.
It opens tomorrow. I got a chance to see the space, and we talked a little bit about it in the last segment. So it's an amazing space. This is going to be a hit right from the get-go, not only because it's right in one of those very, very hot areas, but also the space itself is beautiful. And it's an all-star lineup, and excited to have John Mannion, you know him from El Chabar, as Serena de Clandestina, and now he's got his own space there where he's going to be delivering up some of his Argentinian delicacies, cooking. Now think about this, Wendy, in a food court style setting with live fire. It's great to have John on the line. John, welcome to WGN.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I got to have my head examined, huh?
Maybe.
Well, but what's so cool about this, and we just talked with Morgan from Time Out, is that it's a this isn't like an airport situation where it's just, you know, a logo says Wolfgang Puck on there. You guys are really there. You're doing all the authentic things that people know, love, and expect. It's going to be the real deal.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy being, you know, for the last 10 days I've been in the space with all these other amazing chefs, most of whom are my friends or are now my friends. It's been like summer camp. It's been fantastic, and the food is, I'm blown away. I've eaten through almost everything there, but I'm super excited.
All right, give us some examples of what we'll find. Something unique.
Something unique. Brian Fisher over at Entente walked over a whole duck the other day.
A whole duck.
And a whole duck. This is meant to serve four, or two, or one very hungry person, I guess. And it was out of this world. You know, Kevin Hickey's doing his duck dogs. He's also got a new thing for him, which is a take on Italian beef.
Is this the vegan Italian beef or no?
There's kind of a vegan version, right? I don't know if it's so.
He has a vegan Italian beet.
I love it. I love beets.
But John, for you personally, and we're going to be talking with Abe Conlon a little bit later on in the segment, but for you personally, the stuff that you have there and the stuff that people know and love, it's amazing to have that. Describe the beef rib, you know, the Maximo. It's just one of the things that you have there, but it is worth like every bit on the visual side. The flavor is amazing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's kind of my hero dish, and I wanted to do something, and then I've got this live fire, and I'm kind of known for cooking. When I was a kid, I lived in Brazil, and I spent a lot of time in Argentina. So what I'm doing at Time Out is kind of a reflection of both those things, not just necessarily one or the other. But they gave me this beautiful coal-burning Jasper oven and this beautiful jade grill, so I'm trying to do it justice. The beef rib is one section of a cow rib. It is, we smoke it. It's cooked for 12 to 15 hours and then grilled on pickup, or covering it in a salsa verde, a green onion, chimichurri. We char the green onions right in the house. And then, so some sweet potatoes that we just put in the Jasper, and they caramelize on the outside, and we mash them with some fresh horseradish. We overuse the term, it's ridiculous. This thing is ridiculous. And it's, you know, it should feed two or three people. But again, I know I have friends who are going to come in and just take it down.
So that slow cooking is what makes it tender, I would imagine. When my mom used to make Absolutely. Beef ribs years ago, it was like, you know, you couldn't even get the meat off the bone. It was so tough.
It's really, you know, it's fatty and it's unctuous and it's falling off the bone. And it's, you know, it's maybe not for everyone, but those who know, know.
Yeah, it's and as we let you go, people are of course going to enjoy you there coming up starting tomorrow at Time Out Market. But you still have one of your famous places that you've had for a long time, La Serena. Talk a little bit about how people can still get in on that for the next, I think maybe month or so, and enjoy that.
Yeah, so Serena, I'm thrilled to be on Fulton and its evolution, because we opened up a restaurant about 8 years ago called La Serena Clandestina, which is a little sort of sexy homage to Brazilian beach food that I grew up on. And our lease is up, and we always knew this in 2020. So we are going to be moving on. And it's bittersweet. You know, it's been a great run, but you can still check it out until New Year's Eve is going to be our last service.
Well, good for you. Good luck to you.
And that's if you want to make reservations, that's LaSerenaChicago.com. And then, you know, we're still going strong at El Che over on Washington, which is another, we have a humongous 12-foot hearth where we grill meats and vegetables and all kinds of things. It's kind of a spectacular view, but the food is really based in Argentine cooking, and it's if I don't say so myself, it's really, really fantastic.
It's some good stuff. You've been doing it for just a great amount of time, and this great new concept happening at the market is going to be very, very cool. People are going to be loving it. So thanks, John. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Thanks
for having me.
I just want to sit around a hearth and grill meat. That's really all I want to do for the rest of my life.
So there's a little bit of that. There's pasta. There's purple pig. There's burgers. You've got mini mott going on. There are so many different really great and well-received concepts. And we mentioned Abe Conlon. We'll have him on at another time. But he's got his Portuguese food. There's a lot of healthy options, too. Not just meat. It's good stuff.
All right. Well, I wish they would have brought it all up now. This begins the season of overeating, I'm telling you.
That's right.
That's happening.
Get in the swing of things.
He is Dane Neal. I'm Wendy Snyder. It's 720 WGN.